Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every...
Rams Nation. What's happening? What's good? It's your host, Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. This is the Thursday edition of Locked On Rams. It's brought to you by Built Bar. The typical protein bar is dense, gritty, and difficult to chew, but not Built Bar. Texture is light and fluffy and covered in 100% dark chocolate. Right now, you get $10 off your first box. There's 18 in a box with the promo code LOCKEDON. So head over to BuiltBar.com. And during this Memorial Day week, they are also throwing in an extra $5 off. So head over to BuiltBar.com, enter the promo code LOCKEDON to get your discount and more. But today we got an awesome show for you guys. We're going to be talking a little bit about our defense, Jalen Ramsey, his recent comments about his contract extension, when he expects that, as well as hearing from Brandon Staley and what he's taking in so far during this unique offseason, what he's excited about, who the players he can't wait to work with, and what should some of the expectations be on some of those rookies. So we'll cover all that here today. Kind of a focus in on the defense. We've been kind of flashing back to the past. If you guys missed any of the What If series that we did, we're probably going to do a couple more throughout this offseason, but head back, take a listen. We had a couple really good ones, and then even going back to some of our crossovers, we've got a bunch of awesome content over the past month that we were covered since the draft. And now it's time to kind of refocus and look forward towards the 2020 NFL season. As we've seen a lot of the sports leagues look at how are we going to come back from this COVID situation. NBA's looking down in Orlando at Walt Disney World. NHL is talking about reopening with 2014 playoff format. Pretty interesting what they're doing. And the NFL just standing by, watching and waiting to see how this all unfolds, and then probably trying to take off what they can do with what they've seen some of these other leagues do. So we'll see what happens with training camp and all that good stuff that we know is coming around the corner. But right now it is still all virtual, and we'll hear from some of the players and coaches today as we kind of look at the defense side of the ball. And then tomorrow we'll take a look at the offense side of the ball. We'll look at some Jared Goff stats. I've been kind of digging into some of these, looking at where he was. A big down year for him last year, but if you look at it, he wasn't far off, kind of middle of the pack on some of this. So if he has a better year, which we know we can expect from him, we could see a big turnaround on that offense. Also, don't forget to go find us on social media, LA_RamblingBear on Twitter, Locked On Rams, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Say what's up. Let me know if you have any thoughts, comments, or questions for us here on the show. As for the show, you can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Himalaya. Hit the subscribe button, share with a friend. Leave a 5-star review if you're feeling it. We always appreciate your feedback. But with all that good stuff out of the way, let's just kick right into it. Jalen Ramsey coming into his first full season with the Rams. He's on his 5th-year option of his contract. When will the Rams extend him, and how important to him is that it's done right away? I'm Bear Motter of Locked On Rams, and this is your lead story. With Jalen Ramsey stepping into his last year of his rookie contract, he is expected to make $13.7 million in Los Angeles this year. A big step up from where he was last year, $2.3 million, where the Rams were getting a pretty good deal for him. Yes, they did trade 2 first-round picks for Jalen Ramsey to come join the team mid-season last year, but really excited to see what he can contribute in a full offseason, although this offseason is very unique in its own right. But Jalen met with LA media yesterday and talked about the extension. Here's what he had to say when it came to will he be holding out or is he concerned about contract talks at this point?
The Rams know where I stand, and I think that's all that matters at the end of the day. You know, they're on the same page as my agent. They know what's up. I know what's up. But I feel like everybody knew what type of situation it was going to be once they traded for me. So I think, you know, it's kind of it doesn't really need to be talked about that much. It'll get handled. I'm going to let them handle the business side of it. I'm going to just focus on myself and playing football.
Would you play football? Would you go to training camp if you don't have an extension?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So there you have it from Jalen Ramsey himself. No holdout when it comes to training camp or whenever training camp is or the season starts. The Rams know that feeling all too well with Aaron Donald a couple years ago. So it's a good feeling coming into his last year of the contract. But he also said, the Rams knew what they were getting into me when this trade happened last season. if you remember, Jalen Ramsey showed up to training camp in a Brinks truck saying that he was ready to get paid. And I don't think Jalen Ramsey is just looking for some walking around money. He's looking to become the highest paid cornerback in the league, which made things interesting this offseason. We saw Darius Slay traded to the Eagles and then signed an extension worth $50 million. The 29-year-old Slay is the highest paid quarterback at nearly $16.7 million per year. Given that Jalen Ramsey is younger and potentially hasn't even reached the highest ceiling of his career yet, you could see where Jalen Ramsey might make a push to reset the market in the cornerback or DB room and look to cash in for close to $20 million per year. Now we're talking about a Rams team that already is against the cap right now, and that's why they're very excited that he is going to come and play under his contract this year and not looking to get an extension, even though that might be able to free up some right now money for the Rams. Looking at what they have next year, Jalen Ramsey, Cooper Kupp, it's going to be a busy offseason for them trying to figure out how to rebuild this team continually from year to year. Aaron Donald, Jared Goff, those guys' contracts are tough to work in other big-time contracts, but they're going to try to get it done with Jalen Ramsey. He sounds excited to be coming into camp and getting ready. He also talked about stepping up and playing a bigger role in this defense. He doesn't consider himself just a cornerback. Here's what Jalen had to say when talking about his role in 2020, as well as taking on a bigger leadership position on this defense.
If a bigger leadership role comes out of it, then cool. If not, then I'll continue to do what I do regardless to help this team win games, as many games as possible, and help other guys be successful. You know, different levels come different responsibilities. So you're talking about things like contract extension potentially, and, you know, just my role in the defense, as we've also talked about, it can bring on different new levels of responsibility that I'll have to, you know, uphold. I don't want to just speak on cornerbacks, because I think that's not my role anymore, just to be a just cornerback. I'll speak for the DBs in general. I'll label us in that way, whether that's corner, nickel, safety. Guys will be stepping into roles that potentially might be different or might showcase talents that have not been showcased in the past, and I think guys are very excited about it. Who knows what's going to happen? It may be some position changes. It may be, I mean, who knows? We got a new defensive coordinator, a new defensive scheme. There's no limits to what we can do. I think we can be very versatile.
Couple things to take away from that. Different levels bring different responsibilities. Maybe you have a vision of Jalen Ramsey be a team captain in 2020, taking on a bigger role, communicating things that are happening in this defense. Brandon Staley talked about him with quite a bit of excitement, saying that this guy's got a brilliant IQ when it comes to football, and to limit him to just being a cornerback would be a downfall for the Rams. So don't be surprised if you see him a little bit more vocal leader in 2020, as well as not just sticking to that outside man coverage, one-on-one, I'm going to take your best receiver and try to take him out of the game. You could see him slide inside. You could see him drop into the back a little bit more. Look for Jalen Ramsey to kind of be thrown around a little bit more. Brandon Staley bringing in this new defense, really excited what we've got as far as the secondary goes, especially with a couple of those brand new rookies and John Johnson coming back healthy. So a lot of excitement when the 2020 season comes around and what this defense is going to look like and how they're going to utilize Jalen Ramsey. But the good news for Rams fans is he's ready to play in 2020. He doesn't need any more money. $13 million is going to do just fine for him in that season. But look for the Rams to break the bank in 2021 when they look to extend him and probably make him the highest paid cornerback in the game. So coming up, we're going to hear from Brandon Staley and what he thinks about Jalen Ramsey. Some of those comments that I just made there, we'll hear from Brandon Staley himself a little bit more about what he sees for Jalen Ramsey, this secondary, the defense, the rookies. We'll hear from him on a few topics. So coming up, more on the defense. But first, before we get over there, I want to talk to you about Built Bar, the best protein bar that's possible that you can get. At least that's my opinion. I'm not a big fan of the old school protein bar. They're really dry. They're gritty. You feel like you're chewing forever. That's not what you're getting from Built Bar. The texture is light. It's fluffy. It's covered in 100% dark chocolate. With each bite, you feel like you're kind of cheating on your diet. But what you should know is it is packed with protein, low in sugar, low in fat. This bar is really, really good for you. The best that's out there right now. And since you're a loyal listener of Locked On, you're getting $10 off your first box. Each box comes with 18. They just released 4 brand new flavors: peanut butter banana, pineapple upside down cake, coconut pecan pie, and blueberry lemon. And on top of that, right now, all the way up till May 31st, they're giving you an extra $5 off every box of bars. So head over there. You get $15 off if you haven't used the promo code. If you already did and you're looking for your next box, you still get $5 off. It's a great deal. Head over to BuiltBar.com, enter the promo code LOCKEDON to try it for yourself today. So we're talking Jalen Ramsey. We're talking the excitement of him coming back and having this full season. We look back last year when we got Dante Fowler halfway through the season from the Jaguars, and then he had this whole offseason to work with the team, come in, had a tremendous year, that prove it year, 1 year contract that he was on last year. And now you're looking at Jalen Ramsey. Can he kind of do the same thing? Came over, was really good, but can he get better? An understanding from his new defensive coordinator is, yeah, he can get better, and he's not so much limited to that cornerback role, which we talked about in the first segment, which he even mentioned. Although it is a weird offseason, so how much is Jalen really connecting with everyone? We'll hear from Brandon Staley, tells a couple really good stories about how you may look at this offseason as a down or a negative, especially for a new coaching staff, but he also sees it as an advantage, something different that no one's ever seen before, allowing them to connect. But first, let's hear what he has to say about Jalen Ramsey, what he expects in 2020, and all the excitement, not just at that cornerback position, but as a football player.
Well, I love coaching this guy. It has been one of the unique parts about this whole thing was the relationship that I've been able to form with him in a short time. But this guy has been really, really fun to work with. He's got a high capacity to learn. He's got a high capacity to lead. He's got command of all the positions in the defensive backfield. You know, I do not look at him just as a corner. I look at him as a DB. This guy can do anything. He thinks like a quarterback. This game means a lot to him, his craft and his focus, his commitment. I couldn't be more impressed with this guy. But I'm really excited to coach Jalen. I think that there's a lot more in him than he's shown in the NFL. I mean, he's shown himself to be one of the premier guys, but I know that there's a lot more in him for him to showcase to you guys and to our fans. And certainly looking for him to provide a lot of leadership and production in that defensive backfield.
So as a Rams fan, you got to get excited about Brandon Staley talking about relationship building this offseason with his star DB, I guess we should say, because he said he doesn't look at him just as a corner. This guy's smart. He knows all the positions on the defense, allows him to do a lot of things, and really allows Brandon Staley to use him a lot of different ways. So being able to see what his cap is here as far as a player is for the Rams, we have yet to see that, and that's what's really exciting about kind of coming out of this offseason and seeing these guys get to work on the field together. We don't know what that looks like yet, but we know that they're hitting it off so far in these virtual meetings, having opportunities to grow together, learn, talk some football. And that was another interesting thing. The next clip I'm going to play is Brandon Staley talking about, you know, how this has been a benefit for them, having multiple phone calls with these guys, getting an opportunity to see behind the scenes of their life. Typically, you just meet at the office, you're in meeting rooms. All right, see you later. Go home to your family. Those things are a little bit separate. Yes, you maybe talk about them during the workday a little bit here and there, but allowing to be inside the home during this time and see how those families are, it really can connect people. And here's him talking about the uniqueness of this and how he sees it as a positive.
He and I talk 2-3 times a day. We FaceTime after every meeting. I mean, we're talking all the time. And it's been one of the highlights of the offseason for me, has been able to form that relationship with him in such a short time. And, you know, you're FaceTiming, going through some football, and you're getting to see his, you know, 2 girls, and they're seeing my 3 boys. And there's been some unique opportunities that you wouldn't normally get, you know, if you were just at the office. And I think that's brought, you know, he and I closer together. And a lot of the other guys, I can say the same for Aaron Donald. I'm seeing his son AJ and my son Collins behind me. And there's, you know, there's been some things that have happened that maybe wouldn't happen otherwise.
So we've been talking this whole time about how this is a big step back this offseason with new coaches coming in. Maybe there's a silver lining, and I appreciate Brandon Staley kind of addressing that and saying maybe this is actually a good thing for this team and for these players to connect with their coach. They're getting a lot more one-on-one time, follow-up calls. He mentioned talking to Jalen Ramsey 3-4 times a day. When Jalen was talking to the meeting, he said, actually, I need to get off the phone and call coach right now. I'm supposed to be talking to him right now. So you see those connections already. Will it transfer over to the field? You hope so. But you got to love the impressive group of DBs as he continues to talk about them as a unit that the Rams have some great depth there. They drafted two of those safeties this year. You got Troy Hill. You got Darius Williams. John Johnson coming back healthy. Taylor Rapp into his second year performed really great as a rookie. There was a question to Brandon Staley about, hey, are you still rocking a 3-4? Is that what we should expect? That's what Wade did. Here's how he answered it, but listen closely to when he talks about the versatility of that 3-4 and how many things can play off of it.
No, I mean, we're a 3-4 structure to start out with. You know, you've got two outside linebackers, you know, two inside linebackers and three defensive linemen. But, you know, Kevin, we play so many different packages. I think if you studied our groupings in the past, I mean, like in Chicago, we were 84% nickel, where we were five DBs on the field. So I think 3-4 just is a framework of who your personnel is, but how you activate that personnel, the people that are actually in the game. That will express itself when, you know, those best players emerge and the matchup within the game. And, you know, we like that personnel grouping because it gives you a lot of flexibility in how you can play people. And so from what you guys are used to seeing, the actual personnel, it'll be similar.
So as he mentions, 3-4 as a framework, but allowing to play so many different looks off of that. And that's one thing that we're really excited about. Brandon Staley coming into this, Wade Phillips really stuck to his guns and didn't adjust from week to week, game planning, switching it up like that. And that's what Brandon Staley is going to bring to this defense. He talked about when he was in Chicago, it was 85% nickel, five DBs on the field. We just ran through all the guys that we have here, and there's been talks about, well, you know, at that second cornerback, is it Darius Williams? Is it Troy Hill? Is it David Long Jr.? Terrell Burgess coming in as a rookie. So look for Brandon Staley to have a lot of those guys on the field at once, especially depending on how matchups go and they want to address that. But 85% in Chicago in a nickel, five DBs on the field. The Rams are stacked at that position right now, at least in my opinion. Really excited to see how he uses each of these guys and gets them in position to be their best player. Jalen Ramsey, again, not just a corner. It's going to be really fun to watch him kind of move around the field and start to make plays. Don't forget, big old Aaron Donald up front causing havoc. We got a couple young guys coming off the edge and at middle linebacker. That will be a big test for us. But I feel really good about where we're going into this season in the secondary. But coming up, we're going to talk about those rookies, a couple guys that we may expect to see some playing time in year one on the defense. We're going to hear what Brandon Staley thinks about the rookies during this process, how to keep them up to speed and make sure when they get into town and on the practice field that they're not behind everybody else. His expectations are that shouldn't be an issue. Football is football. We'll hear from him on the other side a little bit more about rookies, this defense, and getting ready for the 2020 season in uncertain times. So as we talked about this unique offseason, we've mentioned it a handful of times this week, past week, and you know we'll continue to talk about it because the NFL has never seen anything like this, or the sports world has never seen anything like this, but getting rookies ready, right? We know Aaron Donald's going to be ready. We know Michael Brocker is going to be ready, but the focus is now turning to some of these younger guys, to guys that are new here from free agency, as well as the rookies coming in. They've never played at the speed of the NFL. They've never been paid to play the game of football, well, at least that we know of, but Brandon Staley talked about the preparation and getting these rookies ready. Here's what he had to say on what his thoughts are for these guys coming in year one as far as getting ready to play right away.
For the rookies, you know, they're certainly going to learn what to do in these virtual meetings. They'll learn what to do. But all of us perform our jobs better when we're actually on the field or, you know, in your profession, when you're, you know, out at practice, you know, you're on a deadline, you perform better when you're under fire, you know? And so we won't truly know about these rookies until we get on the football field, whenever we join back up. But we can get a good sense of their football acumen. And, you know, I think that, you know, the good thing is, you know, when you draft someone, you have a vision for, you know, what role they may play based on their skill set. And then what our job is, you know, moving, you know, into the training camp season is just to have a practice plan, have a preseason game plan to make sure that we get the purest evaluation of our players that we can. And, you know, for me, it's not, For me, it's not that big of a deal because in college, that's how it happened. You know, I mean, I've coached in junior college where you get these guys for a month and then you're out playing games and they're all freshmen and sophomores. You know, when I got hired at John Carroll, I didn't get spring practice, you know, and then we had really 2 weeks and a game week to get ready for our first week. So in college, I don't think this is too uncommon. And then as all of you know, in the NFL, I mean, my first experience with the Bears, Khalil Mack showed up 7 days before the first game. You know, we didn't have Khalil Mack for the entire off season. He showed up 1 week before the game and played one of the best games that he's ever played, you know? And so I have that experience to draw on. And, you know, when you're onboarding players within the season during the NFL, which happens all the time, I think that you get familiar with how you need to go about teaching and evaluating players so that you can put them in the best positions to be successful.
I mean, come on. The more and more you hear this guy, the more and more you understand why Sean McVay wanted to bring him in. Really great answer talking about the rookies and even looking back at these guys coming from college and some of these guys, depending on where they're coming from, you don't have this long, drawn out preseason where you get four games before you go in. You don't get a ton of practices. You just kind of show up and play football. Obviously, there are a couple easier games early in the season, depending on where you play. And then he kind of reflected on his time with Khalil Mack, walking in the building a handful of days before their first game and having the best game of his life. He understands what it's like under pressure with unusual circumstances. So great answers there from Brandon Staley talking about how he's going to get the rookies ready. And really, the true answer is trial by fire. They're going to be in there week one against the Dallas Cowboys, and we're going to learn a lot. They'll have a good evaluation of what to expect. But that's when it really shows. What can you do in game time, game speed situations? We saw Taylor Rapp come in last year and took a couple weeks to adjust. But once he got in there, John Johnson went down. He really started to escalate his game. A lot of excitement about these guys coming in, not only the rookies, but also free agents. He talked a little bit about Leonard Floyd, who he worked with in the past. Got me excited. So I wanted to share with you guys his thoughts on him and his time. Here's what he had to say about Leonard and the reasons why. Not only is he here because he worked with them, but Sean McVay played this guy a couple times and saw the same skill sets. Here again is Brandon Staley talking about Leonard Floyd joining the Rams.
You know, I have a lot of belief in Leonard. You know, certainly worked 2 years with him, and the guys that, you know, I worked with for a long time, Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell. Those guys helped draft him, you know, to the NFL. And, you know, we won a lot of football games with Leonard Floyd. And this guy has a unique skill set. He's a unique athlete for the position. He's a very, very high football IQ guy. You know, I know that you guys have probably are aware of his versatility, which is a real strength of his. But he's versatile because he has such a high football IQ. And we feel like he can do the job at a really high level on the edge, you know, which is rush the passer, you know, dominate the edge in the run front, and then being able to, you know, add some value and coverage for us that gives us a lot of flexibility. So just, you know, we won a lot of games in Chicago with him. He was a part of, you know, that great defense that we had in 2018. And, you know, I think it's exciting for us to be able to reconnect and, you know, hopefully, you know, get his best year yet this season.
Now, I love listening to Brandon Staley talk about Leonard Floyd and kind of getting a peek behind the curtain and what his thoughts were as far as the Rams acquiring him. Really excited about the type of player he is. And I think one of the things that Rams fans have to understand is they're looking for a direct replacement of Dante Fowler Jr., a guy that got 11.5 sacks coming off the edge, was a great pass rusher. But what he talks about Leonard Floyd is a guy that can do it all. The versatility that he brings to the position. And it starts with his football IQ, and that allows him to rush the passer coming off the edge. It allows him to dominate the line of scrimmage as far as the run game and holding down that edge, as well as dropping back in coverage. I mean, three things that he believes he can do really well and that they're going to look to utilize him in. So yes, he's going to come in and try to create some pressure at the quarterback, but he also, you may see him end up with a few turnovers, interceptions as he's dropped backs in coverage, as well as what Dante Fowler ended up doing near the end of the season, which we weren't really looking for him to be, but a good run stuffer, a guy that can control that edge and make sure no one gets outside contain against him. And he went on to say, you know, the coaches that he was with Vic Fangio and even himself, they were really excited about drafting him back in Chicago, and he's excited to work with him again. You know, this new situation, a new era for him and his career, allowing him to come in and really compete at that position. Because the funny thing is, for him, It's probably one of the better positions you could come in onto the team for. Linebacker, there is an open door when it comes to, you know, the position group there. And actually, that was the last thing I want to share with you from Brandon Staley, was talking about that linebacker position and what their plans are as far as competition and, you know, who has the inside track there.
Yeah, I think it's competitive, Kevin. I think that really, you know, you got to let things play out. You know, inside linebacker in particular, you know, there's, you know, there aren't very many guys that have played a lot of football there. So that's going to be an open competition. You know, you've gotten glimpses at those guys, you know, Troy Reader, T. Howard, and Kenny Young. You've gotten glimpses of them as pro players. I know that we have high regard for Micah Kaiser within our building. You know, he had that unfortunate injury in the preseason. So we just got to let competition sort itself out when things go live. And then on the edge, you know, excited to add, you know, Leonard and Terrell Lewis. And then you've got Oboe and Sampson, Ja'Kai Polite, and Natrez Patrick, Justin Lawler. You know, those guys will be, you know, fighting for positions.
Ooh-wee. Who is ready for Hard Knocks? I know I certainly am, especially hearing that breakdown at the linebacker position, and that it's really an open battle, especially on the interior. If you're looking at, you know, as he mentioned, Reader, T. Howard, Kenny Young, those guys, we've seen a little bit of them in the NFL, but not a whole lot. Micah Kaiser, haven't seen much at all, but again, he mentions such the high expectations and what the Rams already think about him in the building. And then looking on the edge, newly acquired Leonard Floyd and Terrell Lewis, those two guys look just from the start that they may have an advantage. You spend a big time pick, third rounder on Lewis. You think he's going to get a crack, as well as Oboe getting healthy. We saw him at the end of the year coming off the edge and looking really exciting. Samson Ebukam, who seems like he's been around forever, drafted the same year as Cooper Kupp out of Eastern Washington. He's got 1 year left on his deal as well. He's shown some games to really be elite, but then he's also shown some games where he's disappeared. And here's really where the wild cards kick in. You got Natrez Patrick that he talked about, a guy that made the roster last year, really impressed with some of the things he did on special teams and some of his slight work when he got in on the action, as well as Ja'Kai Polite, a guy that they picked up after the Jets released him. I think he was a third round pick from the Jets. Was with them for a couple weeks till he's released, and he basically hung out on the practice squad all last year. This is a guy with tons of talent out of Florida. He was one of the first three or four names that he mentioned as far as outside or the edge. So I'm really excited to see the Rams give him an opportunity to make this roster, not be a practice squad guy, but be able to come in and contribute. He had some off the field issues, so we'll have to see if he's cleaned up a lot of that stuff and how he comes into camp. I think it's going to be interesting when you're looking at that, you know, 7, 8, 9 guys that we just named, who shows up in the best shape. They might have that inside track already because none of these guys have a ton of experience in the NFL. So that isn't going to lean in your favor. It's really going to be how you perform whenever we can get in the building, but these guys better come into shape. It is going to be probably my number one thing circled in Hard Knocks. And then maybe closely behind that is QB number 2 spot, which I'm really interested in, as well as the kicking battle is going to be fun to watch there. And maybe even the tight end position number 2. The Rams spent another pick, obviously, on Hopkins. So we'll have to see where he shakes out as far as immediate impact. But love this stuff from Brandon Staley and Jalen Ramsey as we got to kind of hear what they had to say to the media. We saw a lot of the stuff in quotes and notes over the past couple days, but I wanted to bring you guys the audio so you could hear it from themselves and get excited, because I know listening to these two interviews, I got really excited, especially hearing Brandon Staley talk and really kind of break down how he's been in relations with these players and being able to build all of that, as well as implement the football stuff and bring the energy, something that just like his head football coach and Sean McVay, these guys have a very similar style when it's talking about football and getting you excited. So I know I am. I hope you guys are too. And we appreciate you guys listening. Tomorrow we're going to flip it over. We talked about the defense today, so tomorrow we're going to talk about the offense, talk about Jared Goff, and look into some and take a deeper look at some of his stats and maybe kind of give you guys some hope that are a little off on Jared Goff right now. He had a down year last year, but it didn't really show statistically in some of the categories where he was middle of the pack. And I think if he can turn it around, he can get back into that top 10 category, which we know he can perform under. So appreciate you guys listening. Stay with us. We got one more episode this week. And then next week, got a couple interesting guests coming here. Really excited about, in the Rams world, out of the Rams world, as well as one of our old buddies, Mr. James Kroger, may be stopping by the show. We appreciate you guys tagging him and making him feel guilty for not coming and talking to us for a long time. But hopefully we'll have him here on the show very, very soon. So appreciate you listening. But with that said, Rams Nation, you know what it is. Until next time.
Peace.